Welcome to the TNA Drinks Podcast. We're the guys from the YouTube channel Drinking with TNA, bringing the shenanigans to the podcasting world. And now, here are your hosts, Tommy, Nick, and Alex.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 15.
Hello.
How's everyone doing today?
I'm fantastic.
Everyone's really good. Doing good?
Yep. Yes.
All right. We haven't done this for about a month and a half now, yep. Right? How was your guys' July?
My July was awesome.
Did anybody lose a finger?
Nope.
Did anybody finger anyone?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry.
Do you got any intro before we begin this shenanigan-ness?
Hold on.
Yes, I hate DOT physicals. That's all I'm going to say.
Fill up your glass, sit on your ass, turn the volume up for a blast because it's time for TNA Drinks Podcast.
I like that. You sure heard him yesterday, man. It came out smoother yesterday.
Today on the show, the guys talk about being violated, songs that are covers, and the guys let off some steam.
Alrighty, so we get into our first segment, which is, and always, oh, well, not first segment, but our first little
doodad
that we do. Drink of the show. Well, couldn't hear it that time, but what do you got, Nick?
I got this cool thing from Alex, Captain Morgan's Watermelon Smash, an explosive watermelon shot. That's really, really good.
Who makes it?
Captain Morgan's.
Captain Morgan's Watermelon.
So,
do you want to try a little bit of it, Alex?
Yes. Oh. So it's rum-flavored watermelon?
It almost sounded like a sound effect. I'll take a little bit of that.
Really good.
That's okay. So you like it?
Yeah.
All right. All righty. Now I'm going to try it. Now that almost sounds like a sound effect. It tastes like a...
Watermelon?
Jolly Rancher.
It does. Nice little rum inside.
So that's Nick's drink of the show that we all get to try.
How'd you guys like it?
I give it 3.5 thumbs for the nuclear blast. There we go.
Out of what?
3.5. How many people? People usually have 2 thumbs, right?
Okay.
So 3.5.
Okay, I got you, big guy. Batman.
5 out of 5 cannonballs.
Oh, okay. Cannonballs, huh? All right,
and
I give it 5 out of 5 splashes.
There you go.
I'm double fisting it. For the first one, I have Fog Days of Summer. It's an IPA from the Pedro Point Brewery.
So now you
Alex has a little card that he's reading that off of.
So now you can say yes if you fingered somebody, because now you're double fisting.
Ah, that one's good. And this one, it's called Little Cushy Pale Ale from Bell Bottom Brewery in San Francisco.
I just thought Little Kush was something else, not from beer.
No, both good.
Your face went inside out. What the hell is that?
I like the I like the Fog Days of Summer better.
That must have been Little Kush.
Alex, your like face fell off there.
Yep. What do you have to drink, Tommy?
Well, I got some Black Rifle Coffee. I have, what was it again, Alex?
Freedom Blend.
Freedom Blend, and I added a little rum chata and Bailey's Irish Cream.
No, it's a Freedom Blast.
Mmm. Would anyone like to try?
No,
would
thank
anybody
you.
Like to try?
I'll try the one that made your face go inside out.
Can we record this on Facebook Live right now with your faces inside
Bear
out?
Bear Bottle Little Kush Pale Ale.
Here we go.
This is very, very
fruity.
Fruity looking.
Ah.
Yeah, Tommy, it's
tastes like licking a
do you want to taste this one?
A bull's testicle.
How do you know what a bull's testicle tastes
Rocky
like?
Rocky Mountain oysters, baby.
Oh, my God.
What's this one?
It's a Fog Days of Summer IPA.
Card.
I forgot the name of it.
I like that one a lot better. It tastes flat,
though. You can see why my face. Yeah, I have to drink it by... This
it's a week old, so, and a growlers don't last that long.
Yeah. All right. That was a good one. One of the best drinks of the shows.
Yeah, I kind of like my drink of the show. It's really good.
There's no update for
that.
Did
you die?
No.
There's no update.
No update? Aw.
Nobody has died.
Damn.
But
on the next TNA broadcast, someone has died.
Tommy is still in the lead.
How many people died, Tommy?
One.
All right.
Damn.
Should we do random fact of the month now or after?
I don't care.
Let's do the random fact of the month. Okay. Right? Here we go.
This month's random fact of the month is banging your head against a wall burns 150 calories an hour.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So were you doing that yesterday at work?
Oh, I wanted to. I was banging my head against the table most
of the
day.
Is that when Kiki came in and you got pissed off?
Oh, yeah. No, I got real pissed off.
I know you did.
Yeah.
You vanished for a while.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I thought you were fucking with his van.
You know, it did cross my mind, but I didn't want to go to jail.
We have potatoes in the back.
Huh?
Potatoes. Exhaust. Put the potato in the exhaust.
We have potatoes in the back?
Just go with it, man.
Is that the new Chew Valley
Just
item?
Go with it, okay?
Bird feeder.
Jesus Christ. On the next episode, that segment's dead.
All right, we're going into topic number one. Alex, this was your topic. What is it?
Have you been violated?
So I hear you have two stories.
Well, I'll tell the first one because the first one's funnier than the second one.
Is the first one going to be the segment or is this going to be story time? Because I got the funny story music. Ready to go.
Gonna be for this segment.
Okay.
So I think it was in tour.
I don't know that year.
2000. In 5, we went to the San Francisco Moscone Car Center.
It's a car show.
Car show. There it is. Me and my friend David. So
did David violate you?
No.
Because that would be a common thread between you and his.
So there was this Nissan 350Z.
Was it a stick
It's a convertible, right? So Dave wanted to get in the driver's side.
Uh-huh.
I got in the passenger side first. Dave was walking around. There was this guy comes in, locks the door. It was really real. asking me all these.
He's having flashbacks, folks.
Asking me all these real questions like, nice day that we're having, right? And I slowly was going to reach for the hammer to get out. But he locked it. And the nice day we were having, yeah, and all this stuff is like, could you please unlock the door? I just want to get out. He's like, no, I'm still want to talk to you.
What?
How old were you?
2005.
13 years ago. How old are you now? So you're like 13?
27. Yeah.
Wow. 15. How old was the guy?
30s.
Woo! That must have been Chris from...
Yeah, so I felt like I was going to get violated. I kind of did.
You could have got him in trouble.
Yep. And Dave won't let me let that down.
I wouldn't either, tell you the truth. Just like your next story of you getting violated by the stripper.
Oh, yeah.
What about the time you got violated by Tommy?
That happens every day. What do you?
I don't call that violated. Yeah, no, I just call that two friends.
Yeah. Two friends can love each other.
Yeah. Ooh.
You guys have a weird relationship.
So the second story, I felt violated. At Cheetah's. Sunnyvale, California, which is a strip club.
Was this after my poop story? Was that night where I destroyed a hotel bathroom?
Yes, it was the same night. Okay. It was the same night.
Upper Decker?
So.
No.
Rubber Ducky?
Upper Decker.
So I went to get a lap dance from the stripper, right? I don't know what she took before our lap dance, but she was strung on something and I feel like I've been... was playing football, getting tackled. She was pushing me, moving me all around.
You know, I
did not enjoy it.
Wait, time out. Yeah. Was she naked?
Yes.
Yes. But
and she was moving you around.
But you see, they're moving you around, but you can't touch them.
Yeah. She kept on like bumping into me.
I remember
Alex,
that.
You know what you should have done?
You were getting your lap
you
dance.
You should have just put your arms behind your head.
Nope.
And laid down and just let her do her thing.
Let her wax your tree pole for a while.
She was kind of muscular, so.
Obviously.
Was that when I was getting my lap dance right across from you?
Yes, and you were getting the stripper's business card.
yes, I was.
Was this on your pants or straight business card?
Straight business card. She gave me her card. I don't think she has her stripper name anymore because her name was Isis.
Yes.
I-S-I-S.
Oh, no.
I still have the business card somewhere at home. But she had nipples like the size of like large goats.
Do they look like hot tamales? If you put hot tamales on top of Reese's Kisses?
They look like, no, Vienna sausages. Oh. You know, the little tiny wieners?
You know what? That is sexy and gross.
Man, they were like really... Yeah, anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take away from your story.
Well, I felt violent because I just felt like I got beaten up.
Yeah.
You want a Tommy stripper.
Oh, yeah. Halfway through, I see Tommy comes back. Comes back to the back room with that stripper. I was like, you son of a bitch. I was just flipping him off.
Yeah, he was flipping me off. No, you were coming in. I was about to leave. Oh. I just got done with my strip, my thing. My strip thing. She's like, hey, if you got any parties or anything, I do private parties.
So that was my two stories about being violated. Do you guys have any?
Let's see. Was I ever violated?
Yes, violation.
I was violated. Oh my God, oh my God, he's dripping it from his throat.
Yeah, I have a hole in my lip.
Why would you do that? You should have done that with the nasty beer. Now you got to drink the nasty beer.
So the whole thing, you're gonna talk like Kermit the Frog.
All right, I was violated this last March.
You were violated last night or yesterday at work, Kiki.
Oh yeah, well that's yeah.
That's normal.
So we were coming back from Utah. And we were going through the TSA, and I always get stopped because I'm a larger gentleman, and it looks like I have something large in my pants all the time. Why, thank you.
That's a pickle. That's classic.
But every time this guy pulled
banana.
Usually it's just they check my waistband, and then we're good, and they can go. This guy was going for it. He was looking through change in my back pocket through my front pocket. He was going for it. Yeah, my balls got all jingled around. He grabbed it for a second. It's like, uh-oh, and then kept patting me. And it felt like he was just going to rip my ass from my dick side. It was really weird. That was probably my worst experience with TSA.
Ah.
Yeah, but that's not as funny as your guys's. Nick, I hear you got some funny stories. One that happened about, 20 minutes ago?
Yeah, but we're not going to go to that one.
I heard somebody dingo dangled your dangers.
So, has anybody ever got a DOT physical?
I have gone through three of them.
Okay.
Nope, because I don't drive.
Okay. Have they ever asked you to take off your clothes, Tommy?
Two times, no. The third time, I wish.
Okay. So the first time I got a physical from a DOT was 2 years ago, and they asked me to take off my clothes, which I've never heard of from a DOT physical. I did. Everything passed. Everything's cool. On to yesterday. Yesterday, I get a DOT, was trying to find something, you know, real fast. They said it'd take 25, 30 minutes. I go there, go in to get the physical, ask me questions, eye, vision, appearance, ask me, you know, to try to see how strong I was, all this. And then she goes, okay, now I'm going to check for prostate. I need you to drop your pants.
No, not prostate, hernia.
Oh, hernia, that's right.
Because if it was prostate, the finger up the ass.
Sorry, you're getting digit in you.
I got the watermelon smash in my head, sorry. So
you got she stuck a watermelon and smashed it in your ass, huh?
I would hernia. Get my money back.
Hernia. She told me to drop my pants, so I dropped my pants, and I was so violated that I still felt it 2 hours later. She went and she put on some rubber gloves and started dangling my jingles, as Alex would say.
Diddling your flip jits.
Oh man, I my wife doesn't even touch me like that.
So this was an eye-opening experience.
Yes, and for the next couple hours, you saw me 2 hours later. What was like? I was like,
yeah, you were in a fog.
Yeah,
my balls never felt that. Yeah, I was like, holy cow! You know, I'm speechless, really, really speechless. And then today, my wife gave me a massage.
Hey-o.
For my 6 year anniversary with her being married to her.
Hey-o.
And I went to go get the massage. And the lady, which is named Alexis, which is, yes, Alex?
Bliss?
No.
Did she
was
drive
me
Alexis?
Old. No. Anyways, she was giving me a massage and she accidentally grabbed
Any wild guesses?
Your jingle jangles.
Yes. And when she realized it went off real quick.
Time out. This is for scientific purposes only. Were you laying on your stomach?
No.
Why did she go up that high?
I have no idea.
Did she want a tip?
I gave her a tip.
Did she put a sheet over you
she
or
did.
A towel?
The sheet was over me, yes. There's something else that happened too.
But then how doesn't she know that?
Did she want more money to continue the touching?
No, because I was only 30 minutes in.
Yeah, you usually when you go to one of the massage parlors that aren't so on the good side of town, within like the 20-second mark, they're asking you for more money.
Oh, no, she asked me for more money.
Oh, okay.
This was an hour massage, and I've, like I said, this is my third time there, and nothing like that's happened to me.
So were you done after that?
No, I had an extra 20 minutes.
You went through it.
I went through
was
it.
Was it awkward from there on?
Nope. Wasn't awkward. I was laughing inside.
When you go to these massages, are you talking to the lady the whole time?
No.
You're just laying there.
Laying there.
Did you make any noise when she touched your balls of
joy? You know, I have no idea. Because I started laughing inside. I don't know if anything came out on the outside.
I could picture Nick just.
No, I wasn't hee-hee-hee-heeing.
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
No, wasn't like that.
That's what you should have done with your hernia.
Oh no, the hernia. She told me to cough. She goes, no, better than that.
What is happening with NFL announcers?
Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein, and they're up by 14 points.
Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him.
Mariota to the goal line. Touchdown, Tennessee. He said, I got flags too. Derek Johnson, the all-time leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs.
You're listening to the DNA Drinks Podcast.
All right, we're going into segment number dos. This is my segment. This is...
Oh, excuse me, Tommy.
Oh, my God. Woo, Alex. This is songs that are movie cover songs that are movie
songs that are movie covers, eh?
Songs that are covers that. So basically, how this is going to work? I'm going to play you a song, mm-hmm. and I'm going to tell you the name of it and who did the cover. Your job. This is we're not going back and forth. This is just shout it out.
Okay.
Who made the original? So this is the tester. So this is. This is "Beat It" by Fall Out Boys.
Michael Jackson.
That is correct. And that's the original.
Who won?
This is not about winning. This is just to see you. See.
Yeah.
All right. Are you guys ready to play this game?
Yes, sir.
Why are you looking at my hand?
It's just dangling. No, so fancy like.
Oh. All right. So this is the first one.
Oh. Jimi Hendrix.
All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. This is a cover.
Oh.
Who sang the original?
Eric Clapton. Billy Joe.
No.
Don't know.
You don't know? So this is the original.
I already like Jimmy's better.
Oh yeah, it's a lot better.
I have no clue.
It's Bob Dylan.
There must be some way out of here.
Oh man, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
On the Montanelli on Friday, they just mentioned that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright, here's
that
the next
was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Just one thing on Sunday.
All right, here's the next one.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This is Elvis Presley. Who sang the original?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but
I would say B.B. King.
No.
Ray Charles.
No. Big Mama Thornton.
Yeah. Like we were going to get that.
Yeah. My dad told me that back in the day, like the 50s, a black group would make a song, and then a white group would make that same exact song.
Oh, they still do that.
Oh, I know. They do.
Look at Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Well, he got in a lawsuit because of didn't he get a lawsuit with what was that? The Ice Ice Baby, right?
Yeah. You know who's got a lawsuit? Does this single called Ed Sheeran he did recoverance yeah. or
I know
it
Sheeran.
Sort of sound like something.
Yeah.
So the guy.
All right, the next one.
This is Mariah Carey.
No, it's Whitney Houston.
This is Whitney Houston.
Okay, and then the cover's Mariah, but the original was Mariah Carey.
No. Mariah Carey wasn't even around when she did this song. This is from The Bodyguard.
Yeah. Fun fact.
93, I think.
Who was in The Bodyguard? Kevin Costner with her?
Yeah.
He said that.
He actually saw a movie that I didn't know about.
Did you know?
No, I never saw the movie. It was just.
So Kevin Costner said to Whitney Houston, you should do a cover of this song for The Bodyguard.
Really?
Yeah. So do you know who made the original?
Janet Jackson.
No. Mariah Carey. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Oh. It's a Dolly Parton song.
9 to 5, baby. That movie I did watch.
All right. Here's the next one.
Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Ooh. Who did the original?
Exactly.
I have no clue who did the original. This is really good, Tommy. I'm concerned.
I'm going to say Elton John.
So here's the... Like I'm knocking
on heaven's door. Oh, man. That's...
Eric Clapton?
No. I don't know who that
Bob
is.
Dylan again.
God damn it.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan's the shit, dude.
Yeah. Well, here's another Guns N' Roses for you.
I was going to say Jeff Jarrett. You were
young and your Live and Let Die, Guns N' Roses.
Bob Dylan?
No, not Bob Dylan.
No.
Here, I'll play.
I remember we've been stuck on it. Man, you've been talking about it for like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
When you were young. Oh, Paul McCartney.
McCartney, yeah.
McCartney.
And
the
Wings.
Beatles?
No, this is when he was with Wings. They had
Wings?
Yeah, Beatles. Some Beatles do have Wings.
Beatle Wings. So.
I heard of Beetlejuice.
I believe.
Beetle Wings.
I believe Paul McCartney made this song for a James Bond movie. Oh, okay. That's how that came apart. How about ready to go on the next one?
Yeah. Sure sounds like the Home Improvement song.
Tina Turner, Rolling on or Proud Mary.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know this song though? You don't know it? You know who Tina Turner is?
So it was a hit?
Oh, yeah, I know who Tina Turner is.
It was a hit?
She had legs for days.
So?
Just don't get Ike pissed.
One quick side note.
I got a side note, too, but go ahead.
There's a funny joke that Robin Williams did. He's like, talking about hurricanes.
I was going to say the same thing.
And he's like, finally, they named a hurricane after a wife-beaten, whatever, yeah. You know that joke?
Oh, yeah.
Was that in that his stand-up that you brought to Andrew's house?
I think so, yeah.
So what happened was Tina Turner was going to go on tour, and she had a tour somewhere, and I think it was in Texas, and it got canceled because of Hurricane Ike.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
And then the joke is, like, damn, Ike's still fucking with her.
Here is the original.
I know this.
LBC or LBR?
You're getting close.
I want to say it's something like Roadway or something.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. John
yeah.
Fogerty.
Yeah.
John Fogerty.
I was on the right track.
You were. All right, here's another one. This is the most I've ever felt like a radio DJ ever. This is Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Respect. The reason I know how to spell respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone know who the original was?
Gladys Knight.
No.
Yeah, I have no clue.
That's It's a black lady.
It's a black guy.
I couldn't think of her name, but it's not. She had short hair and earrings, but it's not her.
What you want? You got it.
Is that Ray Charles?
No.
Baby, you got it.
Who is it?
Otis Redding.
Otis. Animal House. Otis. That's.
I should have known that. It's all I right. listened to when I was in my teens.
This one's for you, Nick.
Crazy.
Nirvana. This is Nirvana. The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana. Who sang it first?
I like this version a little bit better.
Oh, no. No. The jazz band.
No. Do you have a guess, Alex?
No.
David Bowie
originally
did this. We got two left, guys. Two left.
Okay.
We got this one.
Shaking Up Baby.
Yeah. Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
Oh, Otis is the original.
No.
Man, you're like...
No.
You were like, knew it. Like, it came out
yeah.
way down here.
This is the original.
John Travolta in Greece.
Oh, no. The Isley Brothers.
Oh.
They're touring Washington right now, actually.
Who?
The Isley Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Final one. Here we go. What would
you do? We watched The Wonder Years, dude.
Right?
Why are you crying because of that?
I know.
You wiped your
eyes. Did that bring back memories?
No, I hated this show.
This is Joe Crocker with a little help from my friends.
I just want to let you know that if I was singing this song, I would be out of key. Alex, it's your turn. I guess Nick and out of the keys.
I'm going to go with my Eric Clapton. What would you think if I sang
The Beatles.
Okay.
So you hear this beginning part? What would you think if I
sang out of tune? He says, what did you think? What would you do another one?
You know, so in this, out of tune. Right?
In this one, it said, would you stand up and walk out on me, right? Mm-hmm. That's not how Paul McCartney and John Lennon wrote it. Originally, it was written, would you throw ripe tomatoes at me? And Ringo, they wrote it for Ringo to sing.
So,
and he's like, I want that changed. I'm afraid they're going to throw ripe tomatoes at me if I sing this on stage.
That would have been awesome. We could have dressed up as Fozzie Bear, walked out there.
Oh,
waka waka.
You do know what
time check
thing this is from? What album? This is the one where they're dressed up Sergeant Peppers.
Oh,
have you ever seen the cover for it?
No.
Here, hold on. I'm bringing it up right now.
I just want to let you know that I was looking at the wrong side of this because you left it open.
What did I leave open?
The songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We both had like a couple minutes to spare, but I didn't pay attention. Yeah.
I knew. You want to know how I knew it? Because it was up on my screen, and I didn't leave it like that.
No, we didn't touch it.
Uh-huh, sure.
We did not touch it at all. It was left open. But we were looking at the wrong
side. It was
side.
Left open.
So that's the cover.
Oh, I've seen that one.
But if
Big Mama Throatin'?
Thornton.
Well, you spelled it wrong. It says Throatin'.
Whatever.
Throatin'.
So.
Oh, okay. I get. Yeah,
they're
I've
all like in
one.
Weird. That's Ringo right there, and he's in that weird like. Doesn't
because it looks like a tomato. Right?
It looks like a SpongeBob.
No,
pants.
He looks like that one Japanese wrestler that comes out
Shinsuke?
As a pirate. No, that comes out as a pirate. This lady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it does. Asana or something.
See, she comes out as a pirate.
I never seen her before.
No.
When Gordon Ramsay argues with a British chef.
I don't think you can actually cook.
If you're the fucking chef.
If you can't cook a fucking mussel.
You, the fucking
yes.
chef. You,
Hey? Go on.
Yeah,
Finish it then.
Finish what?
What are you about to
are
say?
You? What am I about to say?
Cook a mussel.
No, I haven't cooked one.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So shall I show you how to cook a mussel?
Oh, at last. Thank you. Yes, please.
Right. Are you going to tone your voice down or are
yes.
you going to shout like some dick?
I'll shout like some dick and then I'll calm down.
Right.
Now I've shouted.
Why don't you
calm
fuck
down.
Off to the bookshop, read how to cook a mussel, come back and see me.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll run your fucking restaurant.
Thank you. clonker, twat.
And now, back to the DNA Drinks Podcast.
All right, now we're on to segment number...
That was awesome.
Woohoo! Number three. Well, yes, you can go first because this is your segment, though.
Yes.
Because you came up with it. Get some shit off your chest.
I just want to say, when you go to the doctors or you do anything or you're trying to buy something, I want the person to tell you what you're buying or what you're getting into before you stay there for 45 minutes. And then they tell you, oh, you want something? Sorry, you can't get it, but you still pay me for $140. If they would have told me that I wasn't able to get the damn physical because I needed to take a drug test, I would have said goodbye. But now I'm $140 short, all because they waited 45 minutes to tell me that I can't get it because I need to take a drug test, which they do not offer. Tell the next person what they're in for before they do it, damn it. Goodbye.
I thought this was going to be you going off on Robert Eastman.
I went off on the damn lady.
Oh. But I want to hear about this Robert Eastman.
It's not Robert Eastman. I'm done. I don't want to do anymore.
Why?
Because I'm going to get pissed. You're hot right now. I'm about to get hot.
When you wrote this segment, you were mad about Robert.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now the last 2 days,
you've been violated.
My ball's been jingling with...
He might be listening since he knows everything.
Oh, yeah. He might be listening.
You brought up his name, not me.
Let me get something off of my chest about Robert Eastman.
Okay.
You don't even know Robert Eastman.
Let me get something off my chest.
You're going for to try and be a traffic cop, not even a traffic
parking lot assistant.
I am trying to
assistant
be...
to the parking lot assistant.
I'm trying to be a junior policeman
without being a policeman.
That's why that's a junior.
You basically you're a meter maid.
Yes.
That sets up cones.
The yes. Boy so Scouts of policemen.
You're the king of the cones.
King of cones.
With two pencils.
So then why are they treating you like you are going to be guarding the Fort Knox or something?
Do you think criminals get
or top
this
one?
Much into, like,
I bet you points. That a criminal got hired before you.
I just want to let you know that.
Mister,
so
I beat my
stuff.
Children.
Okay. Check this out. So another school that's in the Pacifico Regional, I'm not going to name the name, but there's a certain dad who was always volunteering for work. He was doing it for the whole entire year. All of a sudden, he disappeared, wasn't doing it. My wife's like, what happened to this guy? So they asked the kids, my dad's gone. He's in Redwood City. He'll be back in a couple of years. Why, you might ask?
Slinging the coke.
No.
Slinging the meth.
Slinging the...
He got caught with an underage girl.
Ah.
And this happened
slinging
before,
the salami.
Before the school year. This happened before the school year, and they finally found out after the school year. And he volunteered, took kids to everywhere, and
right.
They did not know.
And they're giving you a hard time because you just want to set up cones.
I'm a cone setter-upper.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, not even that.
Not only did they go back like 5 or 10 years.
No.
They went back
15.
Like 15, 20 years.
Yes. Two steps below Paul Blart.
Yeah, you're not even going to be Paul Blart. You're going to be below Paul Blart.
I don't know who Paul Blart is.
Mall Cop.
Yeah, I'm not. I had never seen that Kevin movie.
How'd you know who was in it then?
Because have you seen the commercials?
No.
Yeah, I have.
You don't even get a segue, which if you had to go through this to ride a segue, I could see it.
I wouldn't even want to ride a segue.
Have
like
you ever driven
Alex
a segue?
Driving.
You ever driven a segue?
No.
They're fun.
But it would be like Alex driving.
What, like,
who beat
cows are flying over the moon or something?
I would like to see that.
A cow flying over the moon.
I want to see that.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's go talk.
If it's a goat cart, I don't
Elon
think so
Musk,
good.
If you're listening, we want you to send a cow over the moon.
Let's do it.
You saved those Chinese or Thai boys from the one to send a submarine to send save those Thai boys. Why don't you send an animal to space?
Yes.
There we go.
They already have.
I know, some dogs.
A monkey.
Monkey named Bobo.
Okay.
Bubbles.
That could be it.
Isn't that Michael Jackson's?
Bubbles, yes, Bubbles.
Michael Jackson was Bubbles. Next segment.
Do you think Michael Jackson liked to blow bubbles?
Probably.
Alex, do you got some shit you want to get off your chest?
That was rough, Tommy. That was rough right
I
there.
I do. It's about our workplace. Our regular customers.
Are you doing any of the month or
no,
because
no,
these
no,
are
no,
two
no.
different segments?
Two different segments.
Okay.
Yes. So, like our regular plumber who's been in there every single day spends at least 20 minutes goes to the same aisle each day to pick up stuff, and they're still asking, where's this at? Where's this at? That just pisses me off. It's like, you've been here before. Open your damn eyes and remember.
So
and that's it.
Wait.
So this could be anybody because everybody's like that in there.
Yes.
You know who the worst is?
Drago?
No. No.
Do you know who the worst is?
Who?
SF Underground's dad.
SF Underground's dad?
Father-in-law.
The
John.
Teetotaler?
John.
Joe?
Dude, I was behind Joe. His name's Joe.
Stink-ass Joe.
I said it was John.
I put John the first couple of years.
first couple of years?
So I was behind him yesterday when I left work. I was like, come on, John or Joe, whatever your name is. I got to go. Get your tractor ass out. He was driving a tractor up the hill.
So
I was looking for the straw, though. No straw.
Friday, when 13. You were getting fondled.
When you're going for your physical.
Hey,
he came in.
That's Friday the 13th. I got fondled.
Good thing it wasn't with Jason.
At least they didn't give you a circumcision.
With the machete.
Excuse me, sir. We're going to have to circumcise you.
So Joe was in, and he was like, no, you gave me the wrong coupling. Numb that, Tommy?
I was in the back.
That's when you went into the back?
That's when I was on lunch.
Okay, but I'm done with my story.
No, you're not.
Yes,
what do
I
you
am.
Mean, coupling? What happened?
Well, let's move on to Idiot of the Month.
No, you started this, and I want to know what happened with the coupling.
I said, he wanted 2-inch to inch and a half, 2-inch cast down to inch and a half copper,
is that
right?
The famous Hulk Hogan?
Huh? Oh, no, you had basically the same
I know,
experience.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it wasn't. Coke Hogan.
Okay. Coke Hogan. I want to get something off my chest.
Okay,
do
go
it,
for
damn it.
It.
Okay, I'm going to put the whole state of California,
surprise,
Solano County, and the California CHP. You all can suck my cock.
Okay, I want you to have more enthusiasm. I want it to be like yesterday.
You all can suck my cock.
Keep on going.
You just made the list.
Keep on going. Come on. There was a lot more effort yesterday.
I got a ticket for failure to obey a regulatory sign. I didn't go through a weigh station. First time driving this big truck, I didn't know I need to go through the weigh station. So.
He's destroying the set. He's so mad.
I get a ticket, and I go through school to get this ticket wiped off, because I get a letter from Solano County saying, pay the ticket, come in, pay the ticket, and go to traffic school, and you can get it off. So I did that. Then on Thursday, I get home. I walk through the front door. My mom's on the phone. My dad looks pissed off. My mom runs over to me with the phone. Here, talk to this lady. She wants to talk to you real quick. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm getting Shanghai knighted over here. So I got in this traffic incident a year and a half ago. Well, guess what? The little fucker who...
Shit's about to hit the fan, y'all.
Sergeant Compton of the Solano County CHP...
Come dump, huh?
Put...
What's his last name?
That I was in a commercial vehicle. Which means
I
wasn't eligible to go to traffic school. So now it's on there. I have a point and a half on my fucking driver's license. And no one said I couldn't do it. So I thought, hey, I did it all. I did everything right. I did everything by the book. Well, guess what? No. Now my insurance went up $150 because of some little fucker. I hate the Solano County Court can go fuck themselves in a fiery shit fuck. Sergeant Compton, or maybe I'm giving too much credit. Officer Compton, you can go fuck a sucking buck fuck.
This message was brought to you by Thomas Mariucci.
And the state of fucking California, you are one of the most fucked up backward states I ever fucking lived in. No wonder why people are leaving in the fucking droves. One, you can't find housing around here in reasonable prices. You can't get a fucking, you can't move out.
There it is.
This is so fucking bullshit.
That's where I was yesterday. That's what I'm
I wish, you know,
this
I'm,
is like you're listening to AM radio.
I'm getting so fucking pissed off with this goddamn state. I can't live here. I'm going to fucking leave one of these.
Nobody
months.
Can live here.
Yeah.
Amen.
What? All these fucking tech people. Okay, let me talk about these tech people.
How much?
Why the fuck?
How much
why the fuck do you need your own goddamn bus?
Okay, let me just
say something. This is my time, goddammit. I'm going to be talking all by my fucking self. You bus people? Why the fuck do you need a bus? You can't drive like the normal people or get a taxi or an Uber or something? Oh, I got another thing to complain about. You goddamn people who work at Uber? I used to be able to drive up Bay Hill without having to wait a fucking hour. Now I gotta wait for all you fucking assholes to cross the goddamn street where I could drive usually. Now when I come back from the fucking bank, I'm waiting a goddamn half an hour for all you fucking tech assholes to walk from one side of the street to the other. Go to fucking stoplight. Make the light change. You're not as good as a car. Cars go first. My car could run your ass over, you stupid sons of bitches.
Go on. Go on. There's some more. $100,000 you need to make. You're still poor.
Yeah. You do need to make $100,000 to live here. And you're still poor. What kind of fucked up, backwards, damn shit is that, fucker? How about the fact that San Francisco has gotten one new home for housing for 50,000 fucking people? What kind of fucked up shit is that? We need more goddamn housing. I don't know what the fuck's up with this goddamn state. California, you goddamn son of bitch. No wonder why people want to break up into five different states. That's not going to help. You're going to have a fucked up state one, fuck up state two. It's just going to be, they should all be called fucked up states. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Because you ain't going to be Northern California, fuck you. Southern California, fuck you. Sacramento, fuck you.
Most expensive place to live in the world.
Here. Yeah, no shit. You think? You know, you can live in New York City and still live there. There's thousands of fucking people there. You want people wonder why homeless people are on the rise. It's people like you and me who don't have fucking houses anymore.
I'm gonna be homeless when I'm 70.
Do you want to say something, Alex?
Yes, plus, here, they keep on building these condos.
$100,000 condos.
Yes.
We're poor.
All new construction here is condos. That's it.
Where are they going to build houses, Alex? There's no fucking room around here. We're all compact. Soon it's just going to be trailer shantytown. You seen Ready Player One? You seen the stacks? That's going to be San Francisco in a year and a half.
Yep.
They're going to be trailer parks after trailer parks. Because that's, I bet you what, in about a year and a half, trailer parks are going to be $100,000. You can't even live in a fucking trailer park. Soon they're going to tax the homeless. The homeless living under a bridge? Fuck you. That's our bridge. You give me money. I'm going to have an aneurysm. We better move
on. Yeah,
what
sounds like you're on AM radio now.
What about that burnt down house that was sold for $1.1 million?
Yeah, you dickheads. Could stupid fucking assholes.
Please?
Stupid idiots who want to make... You know Chris Jericho? You're a stupid idiot. Yeah, you... We're going to buy
a fucking
house.
Just made the list.
You're going to buy a house or a burnt down fucking house for $1.5 million.
Million.
And you're going to make a $1 million home on it? Who's going to buy it? I can't wait for this bubble to burst because everyone who fucking lives here is going to get cum on their face and I'm just going to fucking laugh. Then, you know what? I'm going to buy 5 homes. When the bubble bursts, I'm going to buy 5 homes. I'm going to charge everyone $1 million rent. They will stay empty and I'll say fuck you to everyone else. Anything else?
I think we need to move on.
I'm getting all hot and bothered by this.
Yeah. You're glistening over there because you're sweating.
Yeah, you're getting hot too.
Yeah.
Can you just feel the heat rating off of me?
It really did sound like you were listening to a political...
And you notice I didn't bring up any fucking political shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
You're sweating, dude.
I don't give two shits who you voted for. Everyone's a fucking asshole.
It was like listening
to
Rush Limbaugh
or Michael
Savage.
Every single one of those people that you vote for are there to fuck you.
Yep.
They don't want to help you. They want to fuck you. You better go buy a Vaseline mountain load because they're going to fuck you no matter what. Because
it's money in their pockets.
Yeah. And a dick up your ass.
Yep. A nice iron fist. Right up your ass.
Iron fist is too... It's going to be a cast iron fist. It's cheap and big.
Sometimes rusty.
The TNA Drinks Podcast.
Now that we're out of the topics, let's go into our final few segments. Here we go.
Yes.
This one's, as you know... Idiot of the Month. Alex, Idiot of the Month.
I'm going to say one of Ferguson's companions.
Cheers.
Of SF Underground. Who comes in, really doesn't know what they want, doesn't know the job name, ties down the pipe on the rack with freaking tape. Who does that?
We're selling a lot of tape.
Yeah, but then they complain to us that we gave them the wrong parts. Like, you picked the parts out!
Yes.
They do
that? The idiots. Yeah, they came in. Was it Monday or last week?
And they said they gave us the wrong parts?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Nick?
Oh, yeah. and then Fergus came in last week when you both were gone. And he was so... You can tell he has been drinking. He was so out there.
Well, look who his father-in-law is.
Hey.
I bet you they have
those Irish.
I bet you they have an underground distillery up in their little cabin.
Yeah, probably. Do Conor McGregor.
I'm next, Nick, you said? Let's see. My idiot of the month. I kind of got everything out off of my chest in the last one. Let's see. Idiot of the month. Let's put a good old standby, Manny Plumbing.
Oh,
he hasn't been in a while because he doesn't pay his bill. So he's just a big idiot.
And he keeps making us quotes.
I'd like to throw one that's not my idiot, but I feel for my friend over here. I'm going to put Christensen Plumbing on this.
Hey.
He's been waiting for my friend Sal. Rick. My friend Rick has been wanting a fan put in his bathroom for about a year now, and it's always
August
next
14th.
Week. Always August. Next. Always next week. Always next week. Always next week. And now my friend Rick is getting to the point where he's pissed. All right, Nick. That's kind of funny. Your name's their name's Rick. Your game's Nick.
Hey.
So my idiot of the month is Nate.
Did
I say that wrong?
Yes, I think you said that wrong.
I'm the idiot of the month. Goodbye.
Can you cut that out?
Yes.
Okay. So that guy, I wanted to say no, Nave Duport. That's what I wanted to say.
Sam Rockwell.
Always calling and asking me to pick something up for him.
Wunderbug.
And when I go to go pick something up, the people I have to go pick up for have no idea what I'm picking up. So this one's for you. Cheers, Nave Duport.
Final thoughts. Nick, your final thought.
Like they always do about this time, don't pee in the pool, boys and girls.
Alex, final thought.
Alrighty, Tommy, your final thought.
If your glass is always empty, fill it up.
Very good. My final thought is, when you got two girls to bang, bang them one at a time.
Hey there.
If you want to continue the madness, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TNA Drinks. You can also find our videos on YouTube by searching for Drinking with TNA. Find our merchandise at tnadrinks.spreadshirts.com. And finally, you can find all the links on our website, tnadrinks.com.